ब्रह्मा जी शिव जी सबसे जनों में धर्म शिष्णेन्द्रियों से बिना स्नान
संध्याया भगवान भूत परितो भूत पर
पालन
भूत भाषेनाटति भूतरा
कौन माया लोक में लेकिन
Sanjayam at the junction of the day and night, evening, Bhagavan, the personality of God, Bhuta Bhavanaha, the well-wisher of the ghostly character, Paritaha, surrounded by Bhuta Parshadhir, by ghostly companions, Vrishena, on the back of the bull carrier, Atati, travels, Bhutarat, the king of the ghost. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Shiva, the king of the ghost, sitting on the back of his bull carrier, travels at this time accompanied by ghosts who follow him for their welfare. Lord Shiva or Rudra is the king of the ghosts. Ghostly characters worship Lord Shiva to be gradually guided toward a path of self-realization. Mayavadi philosophers are mostly worshippers of Lord Shiva, and Sripad Shankaracharya is considered to be the incarnation of Lord Shiva for preaching godlessness to the Mayavadi philosophers. Ghosts are bereft of the physical body because of their previously sinful acts, such as suicide. The last resort of the ghostly characters in human society is to take shelter of suicide, either material or spiritual. Material suicide causes loss of the physical body, and spiritual suicide causes loss of individual identity. Mayavadi philosophers desire to lose their individuality and merge into impersonal spiritual Brahmajyoti existence. Lord Shiva, being very kind to the ghosts, sees that. And although they are condemned, they get physical bodies. He places them into the womb of women who indulge in sex intercourse regardless of the restrictions on time and circumstance. Kashyap wanted to impress this fact upon deity so that she might wait for a while. But did she wait? She was in a hurry. And the result, everyone knows. So the demons appeared. Something could be learned from this history. And history repeats. Bhutarat is the king of the Bhutas, the ghosts. He was the Bhuteshwar Mahadev in Mathura. He is protecting one of the four directions. He is one of the Digpalas, the four directions, protected by four Shivas: Rangeshwar, Pipaleshwar, Bhuteshwar, and Gokarneshwar. There are four Shivas in four directions of Mathura. One of them is Bhuteshwar Mahadev. And we go on Brajamandal Parikrama, we visit Bhuteshwar Mahadev and we offer our respects. He's very kind. He's even giving association to the Bhutas. Bhuta Bhavanaha. Parito, he is always surrounded by Bhuta Paparashabhuti. His associates are his ghosts. Without bodies, but he gives them body. And tries to lift them up. While doing so, he is always riding on his Vrishena Atati. He sits on the back of Nandi Bull. When you go to Shivalaya, you see Nandi there. His vehicle, that's his vehicle. In front of Vishnu temple, there's the room. And just like right outside the house, there's a car. A car is parked right outside. Big rich people, they have their car right outside. Shiva has his car, a carrier right outside. home, ready to go, ever ready. So he rides on the back of bull called Nandi, is surrounded by this ghost. He's the king of all of them, and is very kind to them, Bhuta Bhavana. Gradually guided toward a path of self-realization. Srila Prabhupada is commenting. So this Shiva appeared as Shankaracharya in the stage of Kali, and he propagated impersonalism. Mayavadam Asat Shastra. Mayavadam Asat Shastra. Before appearance, before Shankara appeared as Shankaracharya, is talking to Durga Devi, and says, Mayavadam Asat Shastra. I will propagate Shastra, scripture, Mayavad, impersonal. Bodham Prachanna Uchchate. And that will cover the philosophy of Buddha. Covered Buddhism is Mayavada, impersonalism. Mayeva vihita adi. This is my job. I will do this. I will propagate this Mayavadam asat shastram. Kalo brahmana rupina. I will appear as a Brahmin in the age of Kali and I will propagate impersonalism. So this is all planned, it's part of his strategy. First Buddha comes and his preaching, his philosophy is atheistic philosophy. Atheism he has preached, because he has preached, his preaching is against the Vedas. Oh, get rid of the Vedas on the back burner now. And then he just attracted people to him, his personality and Godhead. And he lifted them up and giving the goal, the voidism, shunyavad. Shunya. Ultimately, you become shunya, non-existent. Is such a thing possible? Not possible. The soul always exists. There's no region of existence void, and you enter that void. Everything is covered, everything is everywhere. There's existence of Lord and Lord's energies. There's no void. But he preached, and you become shunya. Just to have existence, that's the cause of suffering, because you exist. So if you don't want to suffer, then don't exist. But that existence is impossible. So that means you continue to exist and suffer. Then Shankaracharya from zero, the Buddha preached zero, and Shankaracharya, not zero, one. God and you all, we are all one. We merge into that Brahman. And that also was not the perfect, ultimate way. Then Vaishnavacharyas appeared, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarkacharya. And they said, not zero, not one, two. But there was also some imperfection, or it is explained, as this Acharya, Vaishnavacharya stressed too, because they had to stress too, because They were fighting against this one, to get away from one. That emphasizes two, living entity and the Lord, two, so they are fighting. So that they were distanced too much from each other, living entity and the Lord, by their emphasis on this two, Dvaita. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought those two little closer and said, Achintya, Ved and Aved. So that they could have more closer association, intimate association with the Lord. Achintya Veda. So from zero to one to two, simultaneously. One and two. Same and not same. Closer and at distance. One and different. So that is. Today is Madhu Purnima, or also called Chaitra Purnima, full moon day, and as we heard the announcements, today's appearance day of Shamanan Pandit Ki, we have Jiti Mahotsava Shamanan Prabhu is today, and we have Bansi Padam. And today is also Sri Krishna, what? Ras. And Balaram Ras Purnima. So quite a event, quite a day today. So I would like to spend a little time remembering Adyashamananda, and then some time remembering Balaram and his Ras on this day, not during the day, but during the night time. But first of all, a little bit of Shamananda. He appeared in Medinipur, what do they say? Medinipur district of Bengal. The border district between Orissa and Bengal, he appeared there. Appeared in a family of lower caste according to the social customs and understanding. But he was a very exalted soul, inclined to Krishna and the Shastras and study of the Shastras. He never wasted his time playing. And Narad Muni did not do that, and Dhruva Maharaj did not do that, and all the little children also, and the great souls, they do not waste their time playing. Otherwise, every child does spend time in playing. Bala, Vasta, Vida, Sakta. When you are a child, you are asapta, you are attached to play for the children. Then I used to think, maybe children in India are attached to the play. Maybe American children must be scientific-minded from the very beginning. And then I traveled to America, and as soon as I landed, and then on the way to the temple, I was seeing children playing. What? American children are playing? Surprise. Then I realized children are children. They are creation of the same God as we are. Because the same God who has created children of India, children of America, children all over, the same God is creator of all the children of heaven. Everybody is kind of there. Some confusion. So this child was not interested in any play, just to give hint to us also. No wasting time in plays, not in computer games. Time is short. So he was named, his parents had lost all previous children. And finally this child survived. So they named him Dukhi, just to maybe remind that God in charge of death. You know, we are very much Dukhi, please protect this child. Don't take this away, don't take this one away. So they named him Dukhi. So as he was making advancement in Krishna consciousness, he was in thinking of spiritual master and selection of spiritual master. He had not seen one particular spiritual master, but he thought, oh, that person is my spiritual master. Hridaya Chaitanya is my spiritual master. And he revealed his heart to his parent. I would like to go meet my spiritual master. Who is he? And he mentioned the name. Oh, where does he stay? Some long distance away. Oh, you can't go alone. So he was waiting for some time, and then villagers from his village were going on pilgrimage in that direction. So, could I go now with other villagers? Yes, yes, you could go. And he goes and meets his spiritual master, Hridaya Chaitanya. And he quickly becomes very, very dear disciple of Hridaya Chaitanya. And as he was initiated, this Dukhi, he received name Dukhi Krishnadas. You are Dukhi Krishnadas. So he stayed some time with the spiritual master, and then he goes on a pilgrimage. He travels very extensively all over India to all the important places of pilgrimage. And finally he ended up in Vrindavan Dham. He arrived in Vrindavan. And he was instructed to take instructions from Jiva Goswami. And he becomes student of Jiva Goswami, along with Shyamananda, along with Srinivas. And famous names? Narottam, yes. These were very special students of Jiva Goswami. So one day, Jiva Goswami was thinking, could someone take my students on Vraja Mandal? Then he saw Raghav Goswami was going by the, hey, I'm going on Parikrama! So immediately Jiva Goswami sent his students, hey, go with Raghav Goswami on Vraja Mandal Parikrama. And these three Prabhus, they were guided by this Raghav Goswami. Raghav Goswami would describe pastimes of Krishna, and he would go in ecstasy, and he would roll on the dust of Braj, and his followers also would follow him. They would become ecstatic and begin trembling. Then he would, Raghav Goswami, okay, next, let's go. And then when they would come to the external consciousness, they would go to another location, and then he would begin describing pastimes of Krishna, and Shyamananda and others would listen, and they would become ecstatic and begin trembling and tears and rolling in the ground. So they bend around Virgin Mandal Parikrama like that. So Kamanan, he was very exalted, devotee, very intimate devotee of the Lord. He was one of the 12 Gopalas, Subal Sakha's associate, was Subal Sakha's friend in Krishna Leela. And now appeared as associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had appeared 1 year after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed, and then 1 year later, Shyamananda appeared on this day. So while he was still there in Vrindavan, and his service was to sweep Nikunja, you know, Nikunjas, the forest gardens, Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, in that kind of forest gardens, he would go with the broom and do the sweeping, cleaning of the gardens, expecting, yes, Radha Madhava would come, they would enjoy their rest in this clean garden, clean forest. So as he would be busy in the service of sweeping, so one night, Radha and Krishna, along with Lalita and Vishakha and all these Astasakhis and Gopis, they had a very wonderful rasa dance. They had danced and danced and danced. Radharani, with all her strength and moving all parts of her body, hands and feet, she had danced. So one of the ankle bell that day fell from the ankle bell. Or in fact, it is described that the purposefully, Radharani let her one ankle bell go or fall. So next day, as usual, the Shyamanand Prabhu was there with his brooms sweeping, and to his surprise, he found, hey, look! He found an ankle bell. It was very, he had seen so many others probably, ankle bell, but no ankle bell was like this one. It was very effulgent ankle bell. And as he touched the ankle bell with the hand, and then he touched that to his head and heart, he started trembling. And he fell to the ground. Just by the darshan and the touch of that ankle bell. And then he started, and when he came to external consciousness, he was still in it. He was started running all over. Krishna, Krishna, Radhe, Shyam. What's his mantra? Then he tied that around his neck, and he was doing sweeping, continuing sweeping. But he was worried of either losing or someone stealing it. So he dug a little hole and put that ankle bell and hid it. And he continued his sweeping. Then as Radharani returns back home, back in Barsana, and she's now taking off her ornaments. She's taking off her ankle bell and she's like, hey, where? Well, ankle bell is missing. So many bells, ankle bells. But one of them missing. She called, hey, Lalita! Yes, madam. What could I do with you? You know, Jessie, when ankle bell is missing, you better go find it. Where? Same place where we had rasa dance last night. So Lalita see disguises herself and goes to the place where the Ras dance had taken place. She's looking everywhere. And she finally comes upon this sweeper. Hey, who are you? And I am such and such. Dukhi Krishna Das. You know, my daughter-in-law had come this way. She's telling all the lies here. And while going to Jamuna and then coming back, she lost Uncle Bell. Do you find it? And he was thinking, No, even if I have found, it couldn't be yours. He was thinking, this Uncle Bell couldn't be some ordinary woman's daughter-in-law's Uncle Bell. No. And then as Lalita insisted and pursued the matter, then I have found it. And then it was taken out of that hole. We have covered that in a dust. So Lalita had to disclose her identity. No, this couldn't be. But you know, I'm Radharani's close associate. I'm Lalita. Then you take. Dukhi Krishna Das returned that ankle veil to Lalita. And before returning to Radharani with that ankle bell, she touched that ankle bell to the forehead of Dukhi Krishna Das, leaving mark on his forehead like that of a tilak, and a little dot also in the middle. And Lalita also said, your name would be Shamana, because now, as this ankle bell is now has been found, as I return this, she would be very, very happy, full of ananda, full of joy. You are giving ananda to my Shama. Shama is Radharani. You are giver of ananda to Shama, so your Shamanand. He became known as Shamanand from that day of conference. And then also the other pastimes. And as well going around with that tilak mark on his, hey, what is that? Jiva Goswami is asking, no, I'm not supposed to be like that. Don't tell anybody, okay? You had found this, the ankle bell, and we met, and you returned this, and I have put this mark on your forehead. But finally, he revealed that to Jiva Goswami only. So only Shamanand and Jiva Goswami knew this. But now we all know something. Now everyone knows. Somehow it has leaked. So that's the Shamanan, and he was the one who comes to carrying those granthas, those books, the book distribution traveling party. First ever book distribution party was consisting of this Shamanand Prabhu, the Srinivas Acharya. So they had come in more past times, Bengal, Orissa side of Shamanand. So he appeared on this day of Madhu Purnima. Madhu means, that's also name of this month. Month of Chaitra is called Madhu, and month of Vaishak is called Madhav, Madhu, Madhav. Madhu means sweet, sweet month. And Those who take birth, they also become very sweet. This is how it is described, because Lord Ramachandra appeared during this month. So he became later on very, very sweet personality, because he took birth in this month of Madhu. So, Krishna and Balaram, they are in Dwarka. Now the residents of Vrindavan certainly they're missing Krishna and Balaram. They're waiting. When are they going to come back? The day they left for Mathura, from Vrindavan to Mathura, Krishna did promise, I say, gopis, especially for the gopis, because others were also, they were able to go to Mathura that day, to wrestling match they were going to participate. But gopis were not able to go, so I was just now coming. So that promise was there, and Krishna, once in Mathura, he had to stay on there for 18 years, battling with Jarasandha, and then he goes to Dwarka, and then he gets married, and children and grandchildren, and 16,108 queens, and he has to attend the parliament and whatnot, duties, his Dwarkadish, and he cannot go away. So at least Balaram was, and the residents of Dwarka were not in favor of Krishna and Balaram going. If they go, well, that's it. They're not going to come back. That's how the residents of Dwarka were thinking. They both were eager to go. It didn't happen. So one time, only Balaram was allowed to go visit Vrindavan. Residents of Dwarka were thinking, if Balaram goes, if Krishna stays, certainly Balaram will go and come back, because Krishna is here. He will not stay because Krishna is here. So they let Balaram go. So Balaram comes to Vrindavan. He comes here there for 2 months. Chaitra and Vaishak are those 2 months that Balaram spent. And as he arrives there, meeting Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, and he is in the lap of Yashoda. Yashoda is thinking, my son. And she's full of tears. She's bathing Balaram with her tears. Hey, what about bathing me? Snan. She was doing already. Snan, Abhishek of Balaram with her tears. Yes. And they're talking all night long. And other residents of Vrindavan, Balaram meets and pacifies them, gives the news of Krishna. So amongst different parties, Balaram is pacifying gopis by giving them special attention. Dvau maso tatra avasit madhu madhavam. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam says, yeah, Madhu and Madhav were 2 months. Ram was there. Gopinam ratim avahan. He gave pleasure to the gopis. Ratim avahan. So it was this day when Balaram was in Vrindavan, visiting Vrindavan. He had gathered gopis, and he was going to have a rasa dance. And these are his gopis. Balaram is dancing with his own set of gopis. Acharya have clarified that. All other pastimes, most of the pastimes are together. Krishna and Balaram always together. But when Krishna is doing his rasa dance, you don't find Balaram there. When Balaram is having his rasa dance, you don't find Krishna there. So this is one pastime. And if there's anyone capable of having rasa dance, that is Krishna and Balaram only could have rasa dance with so many damsels of Braj or gopis. This is part of parakiya bhave jaha prajita prachar. Parakiya bhav, only Krishna and Balaram, they exhibit parakiya bhav. Everyone else, all other incarnations also have, they have their swakiya bhav. Or Krishna also had his swakiya bhav in Dwarka. In Vrindavan, Krishna and Balaram both have parakiya bhav. And they dance and give pleasure. Especially Ram is known for giving pleasure to his devotees. Ram, word Ram, the name Ram comes from Ram. Ramati, Ramayati cha, Rama. Ram is that person who is always Ramati. He is always enjoying, the enjoyer Ram. By the name, when we hear the name Ram, he must be enjoyer. Those who understand the meaning of name Ram, they immediately understand Ram, someone is Ram, he must be enjoyer. So Balaram is Ram, he's enjoyer. But he's not only enjoyer, he's also Ramayati. He also gives enjoyment to others. He enjoys and gives enjoyment to others, becomes cause of pleasure of others, and that is Rama. Ramante yogino anante. Ramante yogino anante. The yogis, ramante, they enjoy in anante, that is in the unlimited one, and that is Krishna and Balaram. So that day, Balaram had Purna Chandra Kalamriste, so it was Purna Chandra, moon was Purna, full moon. Yamuna Upavane Reme, and Balaram was on the bank of Yamuna in the forest. Sevite Sri Ganai Vrataha, Lord Balaram enjoyed his pastimes in the company of many women, Sri Ganai. As Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, the conjugal pastimes took place in a small forest along the Yamuna, a place called Sri Ramghat, which is far from sight of Sri Krishna's rasa dance. In Vrindavan, Sri Ramghat, Rohini Nanda, Jaya Jaya Ramghat, Rohini Nanda. In Vrindavan, there's one very famous spot called Ramghat on the banks of Yamuna. When you go on Brajamandal Parikrama, one day you come to Ram Ghat. The Ghat is named after Ram, and this Ram is Balaram. When you take the darshan of the deity there, you closely watch, you see a cup in the hand of the hand of Balaram, and that is for drinking Varuni. He had a The deity is holding a cup, a Varuni cup, in his hand. So that's the place where Balaram had his rasa dance. Everything was so wonderful that day or that night. Full moon and a spring season. It's spring season. So the flowers, blooming, fragrant flowers everywhere. Everything was so wonderful. The cool breeze was there. But only one thing was, the Jamuna was flowing from some distance, and Balaram wanted the Jamuna to get, "Hey, come here," I said, come closer. And Jamuna doesn't come closer. And then Balaram is very angry. He said, "Papi, you sinful one, from Mama Vajjaya, you are disobeying my orders. Now, I will punish you." And he took his plow and he was ready to break the flow of Yamuna into Shatadha, hundreds of pieces, going to break this Yamuna, flowing Yamuna. So as he scared Yamuna like that, then Yamuna came running. "Rama Rama Mahabaho Na Jane Tava Vikramam." He came running and begging, "Ram Ram, I didn't realize, I was forgetful of your Vikram, how powerful you are, and you are Jagatpati, and all that, some glories. Is glorified. Parambhava Bhagavato Moktumar Hasihi Prapanna Bhakta Vatsalaha." "Please give shelter to me. Don't punish me." So Jamuna comes closer. And then rasa dance takes place, of course. Part of the scene is he had drunk Varuni beverage. So there's a description of how Balaram was intoxicated and his eyes were rolling this way and that way. And then he had his rasa dance on that Ramahar all night long. Krishna and Balaram danced with gopis. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This Mahamantra is also like a rasa dance. One Krishna, one gopi, one Krishna, one gopi, or one Balaram, one gopi, one Balaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Radha, and then comes Krishna, Hare Krishna, another Radha and Krishna. So they are happy. There's a relationship between Hare and Krishna. When you say Hare, Krishna is happy. When you say Krishna, Hare Radha is happy. For that. They are chanting their names, and when they are chanting Krishna's name, Radha is very happy. They are chanting Krishna's name, Radha is happy. Krishna is happy. Our acharyas, when they give commenting upon this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they give comments like this. Each name, Hare, has a meaning, the meaning. Distinct meaning, Hare, and then first Krishna has meaning, the second Hare has another meaning, second Krishna and the third, and fourth Krishna, Krishna, and third and fourth, Radha, Radha, Hare, Hare. Each one has a meaning, and then Hare, Ram. Sometimes, the Ram is also Balaram. Ram is Krishna. But if you want to think this is Ram is Balaram, that's allowed, things like that. Because Prabhupada explains Krishna and Balaram hardly any difference. Krishna is 100% Bhagavan, Balaram is 98% Bhagavan. One place, Prabhupada explains like that. Or only color difference. Difference of complexion. One is Shyam, other one is Shukla, white. So Hari Ram, but if you think Hari Ram, Ram is Balaram, then Hare will be Revati Raman, Radha Raman, Radha Raman, Raman Raman, Radha Radha, Revati Raman, Revati Raman, Raman Raman, Revati Revati. So Hare Ram, so Ram, Balaram. So as we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Rasa dance, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Radha, 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 Raman. Dance is going on. That's the topmost mantra. All the mantras. This is the topmost mantra. It's full of rasa. Rasa dance, full of rasa. Rasa vaisa. Krishna is Rasaraj, Balaram is Rasaraj, Rasaraj Krishna. And this Mahamantra is full of Ras also. As we chant this Mahamantra, it is also like a reminder of his Rasa dance, of Krishna's Rasa dance, of Balaram's Rasa dance. And then getting absorbed by chanting and thinking of his topmost pastimes. So with the help of this Maha Mantra, we get closer and closer to the Rasa Dhams. Also, understanding Rasa Dhams. The Maha Mantra and Rasa Dhams, they are on an equal status, equal platform. Both exalted. The Mahamantra is as good as Rasa Dhan. Rasa Dhan is as good as this Mahamantra. So we have been given this Mahamantra. And we take shelter of this Mahamantra. Kaitanya Mahaprabhu here, samarpiyatum unnata bhujvala rasam. Kaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared after a long time. And what is the purpose? Unnata bhujvala rasam samarpiyatum. In order to deliver this rasa dance we are talking, ras, juice, juicy, nectarian, unnata ujjvala rasa, in order to deliver the topmost ras, the brilliant effulgent ras, unnata ujjvala ras, madhurya ras, shrangar ras, in order to deliver this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And we are introduced to this rasa through this holy name. The Lord who had come to deliver this word.